I love this book. It says, one God, one plan, and one life. You know that God, plan, and life is all supposed to be one with us? God, plan, and life. Well, anyway, first thing I'm going to talk about is prayer. So we go to prayer, and we're influenced by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God, which tells us, pray without ceasing. And right behind that is, in everything, give thanks. You know, when you pray in unity and you pray one, if the eye be single, the body be full of light. I know why there's eyes happening all over this place, because there's eyes happening in God's hands. He sees, he knows. There's nothing, like I said, I think it was last week. Let's hear you ask for a prayer request that God don't know about. I'm not trying to make you laugh, but I'm trying to tell you sometimes we don't know how to pray. But he wants us to pray with knowing that he hears all things, knowing that he's got everything in his hand, and knowing that every operation we go through, he's holding the doctor in his hand. He's holding the surgeon's instrument in his hand. You're laying in that bed in his hand. When you go out and you can't tell what tomorrow is, he's in that hand and he's in that plan. He's doing all that. Nothing changes with God. That's what I love about the scripture, where it says, God changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, Oscar asked me a while ago, have you got something? Well, I can't walk the ground without having something. And I'm thankful for that. But listen what this says. God can handle it, is the title of this. Nature is God's workshop. The sky is his resume. The universe is his business card. You want to know who God is? See what he has done. You want to know his power? Take a look at his creation. I love that. Curious about his strength? Pay a visit to his home address. 1 billion starry skies avenue. Our atmosphere of skin can't reach him. Of sin can't reach him. The timeline of history can't contain him. The weariness of our bodies has no effect on him. What controls you doesn't control him. My goodness, if you're hearing this, that should have been a bunch of amens for that. What controls us doesn't control him. My God. What troubles you doesn't trouble him. Sometimes I think out loud to myself, and I go like this, God, we got a lot of nerve. Questioning you, question your authority, question your power, question your intent. You know what I love about God? He's never anxious. What fatigues you doesn't fatigue him. As is an eagle disturbed by traffic? No. He rises above it. I love that picture that Danny sent us of that whale coming out of the water. Is the whale perturbed by a hurricane? Of course not. He plunges beneath it. Is the lion flustered by the mouse standing directly in his way? No. He steps over it. How much more is God able to soar above, plunge beneath, step over the troubles of this earth? I still believe that he's got the whole world in his hand. We used to sing that when I was a kid. He's got the whole world. And I'm not sure if we got bigger, we got smarter, we got bigger. I mean, anyway. to think that that still doesn't exist. Our God's an awesome God. He know what he created. You know what? I believe he didn't create anything he's not capable of taking care of. We aren't, but he is. I'm going to ask you to raise your hands. Noncommittal. How many of you believe God's in total control of this world? Today, tomorrow, and forever? He hasn't given control over to someone else. Lately, I've been hearing a lot about wars. But the Bible says there'll be wars and rumors of wars. I think we don't understand what battle the Lord gave us. The battle's between our ears. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Jesus, when he walked the earth, he walked it according to his Father's plan. So should we. He walked it listening to what his Father said so he could have a spoken language to the rest of the world. He said he only spoke the things he heard the Father speak. He only did what he said, what he seen the Father do. For a few years now, and it's very few, I've been asking God about, God, if I know the word says that you healed. And people challenge you on that. Oh, he don't do that no more. The God I know still does. And you ready for this? He picks and chooses who he wants to heal. And we're okay with that. But how about the one that he holds in his hand that goes like this? Whether I'm here or I'm not here, I'm still in his hand. Where's our faith in this? For without faith, it's impossible to please God. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So faith goes a long way with God. Amen? So in this day and hour that we live, should we not look to the Creator of heaven and earth? Other than what troubles us? You want to see troubles go away? Look through Jesus' eyes. I taught the class this morning. You want to please God? Carry the cross that he gave you. He'll identify with you everywhere you go. The Bible, remember, says a lot of things, but it says one thing that really pierces our heart. If you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. Woo! I don't want to ever see that day, hear that day. We're in an exciting day on this earth. God still does what he does better than any of us. He takes loved ones home, and he keeps them there. They're no longer in pain. They're no longer in tears. Matter of fact, I believe they're very happy. They reached an elegance of happiness that we can only imagine. I know a lot of times we love using excuses. One of the worst ones I've ever heard was, I'm only human. Well, let me introduce you to Jesus Christ. Because the truth is, he was human one time, and he's all about spirit. He's spirit and life. What kind of being can create everything? A spiritual one, a holy one, and the one and only God. We try to think of him in human terms, but we can never really comprehend him. He's always been, he will always be, more than enough for you and me. I want to thank God. In closing, I want to thank God for everybody's parents. Woo! What a great day. thinking about their parents. And Susan, if you don't mind, I'll think about your grandma, your mom's mom. What a poem she wrote about her daughter. I'm going, oh, wasn't that inspired of God? That was inspired of God. So we need to never forget what God has given us, people that have elevated the spirit within us. And I would say that's been mostly our parents and our grandparents. Amen? Amen. Oh, you guys are sorry on amen. Amen?
Amen.
Whew! So there's a time coming in our life, an appointed time. We have to realize that. It's an appointed time. It's not appointed by us. It's appointed by God. So we know that we know that we know an appointed time of God is a good time, whether we're here or there, whether we're in the body or out of the body. My goodness, you guys ain't grabbing a hold of that. You ought to really get excited about that. Let me tell you this. Nobody hears my voice, no matter whether they're in this room or out of this room, or on the internet or wherever they're at, will avoid the appointed time of God. He's an awesome God. He does all things well, and everything he's ever created, we're still being chipped away to be in his image. And he's still being glorified day to day, step by step, moment by moment. You know what I love? The things we don't understand. Because if we don't understand him, it says, ask God. If we don't have knowledge, it says, ask God. We don't have wisdom, ask God. There's a consistent theory going on here. Who we should ask, who we should take it to. And let me finish by saying this, and whose feet we need to leave it at. We need to leave it at the blood of the Lamb. There's nothing that we can't do with God's help. But if God don't want us to do it, he won't help us get it done. He'll help us lay it at his feet and leave it there. So, precious Lord, we thank you again for this day, Lord, for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So, Father, just help us to look higher, to look up, to know that our strength coming from above. So many times you put us on our back so we could be in that position to look up. So, Lord, we just ask your will be done. We thank you for the eyes of your understanding going around and in and through everyone here. We thank you for the people that are on their travel to come home. We thank you and we know, Lord, that we know that we know. In your hand is your plan. And when we are no more, we will still be in that hand. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you want a prayer, come forward. If not, have a great week. By the way, a week starts with one day. Don't live tomorrow, live today. Amen?